T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They throw it up at the buzzer. It's off the glass and no good. And the Panthers win. It is the Panthers win. The Panthers win in overtime.
Big time.
It's been 2 years since the Panthers have tasted ACC victory. It is sweet.
We had a double-digit lead, and we were playing very well. And they made a run. We weren't able to answer. We got to overtime. I did feel the dejection. I could see it in our faces, and so I jumped them real quick. You know, once I saw that, when it just said, we're okay, like, we're fine, we're going to win. It's just 5 more minutes now. We talked about this game being a 10-round fight. We just thought, look, we have another round now. We have to win this round, and you could see the excitement, and we were right back in it. We were able to get the lead, the next possession, and then we were able to hold on to it for the rest of the game.
Finally. After a 690-day wait, Pitt wins an ACC game at the Peterson Event Center, snapping a 23-game conference losing streak. Bill Hillgrove, Dick Groh, calling the end-of-game situation. And then Jeff Capel this morning on Pitt, ending the drought. And I'm starting with this because this was one of the longest losing streaks in college athletics. This was one of the most dubious, one of the most embarrassing ruts in not only college basketball, but in sports, period. To go almost 2 years without a conference win. 690 days without a win at home. And what last night meant to Pitt fans and sports fans in this region, I want to get into that today. Because, you know, eventually Pitt was going to win a conference game. They probably weren't going to put up an offer this year, even though the team was picked last in the ACC. But I think that game and the way they won and who they won the game with, the coach and the players who were leading the charge, I think that victory probably means a lot more to Pitt fans. I think it should. Because I think it's the type of win that if you watched the game last night, if you heard it here, if you were at the game, and you're a basketball fan or a Pitt fan that went to work today and you're still thinking about that game, what should be on your mind is the future. And I think that game symbolized or represented the start of something special, that the best is yet to come, that there is legitimate optimism and hope for Pitt basketball. And that's how I'm feeling, and I wonder for those who are invested in Pitt and care about basketball here, if they feel the same way. Because the last few years have sucked. There's no other way to put it. You had the end of the Jamie Dixon era, apathy had set in. Jamie Dixon's last couple of Pitt teams were boring. They were so boring. They were so stale. You knew what you were going to get. You were going to get somewhere between like 18 and 22 wins. You were going to be right around 500 in conference play. You were going to be right around the bubble for the NCAA tournament. You'd get in, and then you'd maybe win a game, and that would be that. And the way that they played those games was excruciatingly painful to watch. Boring, bland, blah. 43 points against Wisconsin in a tournament game. 45 points against Florida in a tournament game. I don't know if you've noticed this, but like every sport in America is now evolving towards scoring being the name of the game. Every rule change, every hire, everything is about offense, and Pitt couldn't score. Jamie Dixon did well at Pitt, but it was everybody I talked to was ready for a change. I was ready. I was sick of it. It was boring. And then Kevin Stallings rides in on his donkey, and it's doomed to fail. It's destined to fail from the beginning. And the program hit such a dark place, stooped to such a low level. I wasn't sure that they could dig out of it. Like, I even advocated keeping Stallings because I thought firing a coach after 2 years was going to make the program look like crap, and the odds of finding somebody who could really turn it around weren't very high. Well, I admit when I'm wrong, I was wrong about that. I believe in Capel. If there was a bucket of Kool-Aid that had his face on it in this studio, I would drink it right now. Because I think he's going to turn this program around. I don't know how long he'll stay for. I think it's been 10 years since Pitts really went on a tournament run when they got beat by Villanova. I think he can get the program back to those heights. Coaching in college is about players. College basketball is about players. I don't think John Calipari is anywhere close to the best X's and O's guy. Not even in the top 30 in college basketball. But he gets players. He convinces guys to play for him. And Cable won't turn Pitt into Kentucky, but look at the first impressions. He's got a backcourt, Xavier Johnson and Trey McGowan's. They've got a chance to be one of the best backcourts in Pitt history. They're doing it as freshmen. They can be Sean Miller, Jason Matthews. They can be Brandon Knight and Julius Page. I think they can be those kind of defining players, program changers. McGowan's had 33 points last night. That's a freshman record. He broke Clyde Vaughn's record, who's the second leading scorer in Pitt history. Johnson had 10 assists. And this was against a Louisville team, by the way. That's not great. But it's a team that Pitt hadn't beat since 2010. .54 points from a freshman backcourt. You've got a big man inside, Brown, who had 5 blocks last night. So what I really want to talk about here, I know what I'm doing. I'm talking about a game that was on Cozy TV last night and only had 6,000 fans there. So this is not exactly something that if you just go by the numbers and where the game was played and who watched it, I know this was not a big deal. Many of you probably didn't even watch the game. But I think it signals something. I think it's the start of something. And I wonder if the pain and the suffering of the last few years with Kevin Stallings and even the tail end of the Jamie Dixon era, I wonder if it makes you more excited for this Pitt basketball program with Capel, or if the scars and the wounds are such that you still can't get into it and you still can't care. That you're going to need to see more than just an overtime win to end a conference losing streak that almost reached 700 days. So I want to get your take. Because Pitt basketball had become irrelevant. We barely talked about it. The only times it came up on this show were when they fired a coach or when we were in Pitt block programming, which is radio vernacular for like, all right, it's a pregame show. You have to talk to him. You have to talk about him. This is open format, and I'm choosing to start with Pitt because they ended something that was a black eye for the school and the program. Then I want to know if you're buying back in. If you believe that this coach is right, if you think he's got the right players, if you care about Pitt basketball again. If they're relevant, if you care again. So what did last night's win mean to you? What does it do for you? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. And based on your reaction, I guess I'll figure out if people care or not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.